The Mustang Steve McQueen drove in the 1968 film Bullet is on display in Traverse City. I asked the owner what it's like to drive it.
You know, what's funny is it feels like I stole my dad's car first. Second, it makes you feel like you're driving versus riding.
From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanchura. This is the start of the famous car chase in the 1968 film Bullet. A San Francisco cop, played by actor Steve McQueen, speeds through the steep city streets in his 1968 green Mustang Fastback. Behind him, two mobsters in a black Dodge Charger chase him. They're going so fast that they catch air as they hit the top of a hill and race down. Many people say this chase scene revolutionized Hollywood car chases. 10 minutes of heart-pounding action had never been done before in a movie. Film critic Leonard Maltin calls the chase one of the screen's all-time best. The car that Steve McQueen drives, nicknamed Bullet, now belongs to this guy.
Sean Kiernan, the owner of the original Bullet car, number 559.
Sean's late father found the Bullet in a magazine ad in 1974, and he bought it for $6,000. For the next 6 years, Sean's mom, who was a school teacher, drove the Bullet to school every day.
She said it was a pain to drive, because, I mean, you know, it is kind of a raw, loud, you know, going at it. And then she would say, you know, as soon as she pulled up, I mean, there's nothing but nuns at the school, and then they were all, you know, they all knew she was there, so.
In 1977, Steve McQueen wrote a letter to Sean's father trying to buy the Bullet. He didn't offer a dollar amount, but offered to replace it with a similar Mustang. But Sean's father turned him down.
I think the big thing was, is, you know, to know my dad, he didn't really have a problem telling anybody no. You know, it was his car, and it's something he wanted and he liked. If he wanted something else, he would have went and got it.
For about 40 years, the car sat in the Kiernan family garage in storage. But now, 50 years after the car and film were made, the Bullet is back in the public eye for its anniversary. And it's on display at the Haggerty Insurance Building in Traverse City. During the chase, the two cars slam into walls, other vehicles, and each other.
So it was pretty beat up by the time it got done with the movie.
Oh, hammered on, yeah. So they beat it up for the movie to make it look used, and then they beat it up during the movie, and then they kind of beat it back into submission after the movie.
A lot of those dents and scars are still visible today. Most of the modifications made for filming Bullet are also still there. Sean says those modifications weren't always pretty, but they were practical.
They're not the prettiest welds. They're not the prettiest holes. But that's what I love about the car, because she still has a heart. She still has a soul. But she's been through the ringer.
Case in point, the trunk. He pops it open and points to a hole they cut inside.
You've got gaff tape everywhere. And then the hole. The hole was actually used for a couple different things as far as routing the exhaust for the generator and also smoke machine.
That machine pumped out smoke through the hole in the trunk for dramatic effect during the chase. Sean Kiernan says sometimes people ask him why he doesn't restore the car and get rid of the dents, nicks, and holes. And he replies,
you totally disrupt the history of it when you restore it, because everything that you disrupt on it or make new or change means that part in its life doesn't mean anything to you anymore. So it has no history anymore.
The famous chase scene took about 3 weeks to film. It ends as the two mobsters slam into a gas station, which then blows up. Steve McQueen brings his Bullet Mustang to a screeching stop just out of danger. The Bullitt Mustang will now go on tour to different museums and other places all around the world. It's recently been valued between $4 and $5 million. But just like his dad, Sean Kiernan doesn't have any plans to sell it. You can see the 68 Bullitt Mustang at the Haggerty Insurance Building in Traverse City. The car will be on display through Tuesday. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Thanks for listening.